该做什么善事才能得永生？
Just then, a man came up to Jesus and asked, Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?
耶稣对他说：“你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的。你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。”
Why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied. There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments.
他说：“什么诫命？”耶稣说：“就是不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证。”
Which ones, he inquired. Jesus replied, You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony.
当孝敬父母，又当爱人如己。
Honor your father and mother and love your neighbor as yourself.
那少年人说：“这一切我都遵守了，还缺少什么呢？”
All these I have kept, the young man said, what do I still lack?
耶稣说：“你若愿意做完全人，可去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。”
Jesus answered, If you want to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me.
那少年人听见这话，就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth.
耶稣对门徒说：“我实在告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。”
Then Jesus said to his disciples, Truly I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我又告诉你们，骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。
And again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God.
门徒听见这话，就稀奇得很，说：“这样谁能得救呢？”
When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, Who then can be saved?
耶稣看着他们说：“在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。”
Jesus looked at them and said, With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
彼得就对他说：“看哪，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你，将来我们要得什么呢？”
Peter answered him, We have left everything to follow you. What then will be there for us?
耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，你们这跟从我的人，到复兴的时候，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上，你们也要坐在十二个宝座上，审判以色列十二个支派。”
Jesus said to them, Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
凡为我的名撇下房屋，或是弟兄、姐妹、父亲、母亲、儿女、田地的，必要得着百倍，并且享承受永生。
And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life.
然而有许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first.
好，我们下面跳到20章的16节。
And then we'll skip to chapter 20, verse 16.
这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后了。
And so the last will be first, and the first will be last.
我们最后再读这个第20章的最后一节，耶稣就动了慈心，把他们的眼睛一摸。他们立刻看见，就跟从了耶稣。
And then verse 34, Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately they received their sight and followed him.
好，我们圣经就暂时先念到这里。我们下面再有一点点的祷告。
So that concludes the reading. Let's pray now.
天父，我们何等的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
谢谢你这样以永远的爱爱我们。
We thank you that you loved us with your eternal love.
你把我们从万民中分别出来。
That you separated us from among the peoples.
你让我们今天在这里能够一同的来为你做见证。
That we can all together be a testimony for you.
我们虽然是这样的不配的人。
Even though we are such unworthy people.
但是你拯救我们，你以圣召召了我们。实在不是照着我们的行为，乃是照着你自己的旨意和恩典。
But yet you saved us and called us, not because of what we did, but because of your will and grace.
愿你晚上在这里借着圣灵将你自己的话向我们打开。
And tonight through the Holy Spirit, may you reveal your words to us.
让我们不仅晓得你向着我们这宝贵的心意。
And may we not only know the precious will that you have for us,
我们更愿你的恩典让带领我们能够让你自己的旨意能够通行在我们的身上，如同行在天上一样。
But that through your grace may your will be done in us, as in heaven.
愿你的那个圣灵的能力来托住我们。
That the strength of the Holy Spirit may hold us up.
越过我们这些在线上或者我们人许多方面的限制。
Beyond any technological or our own barriers.
让我们众人都因着你极大的怜悯，我们都能听见你亲自向我们说话的声音。
So that all of us through your mercy may hear the words you have spoken to us.
你向我们说话，我们心里就知足了。
That when you speak to us, our hearts are strengthened.
你实在是我们唯一所求的。
Because you are the only one that we desire.
你是我们唯一的满足。
And you are only a satisfaction.
晚上我们一同的这样谦卑的都伏伏在主的面前。
And so tonight we humbly come before you.
你在这里是我们无论是讲的翻译的和我们众人都被一个灵所感。
Whether it's a speaker, translator, or those listening that we're all touched by one spirit.
让我们都在主面前一同的蒙恩。
That we all have grace under God.
听我们的祷告。
And may you hear our prayers.
我们这样的祈求是靠主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 我们这一次跟大家交通的这个题目哈，叫做在前的在后，在后的在前。
And so today's topic is who's first is last and who's last is first.
我想在这里面，当我们读的时候，在这短短的一段的经文的当中，我们的主呢，他提了至少两次。
In this short passages we read, he brought this up twice.
那么我们看见主在这里，他非常的强调这件事情。
And so we see that our Lord, he's emphasizing this.
主为什么这样看重和强调这件事情呢？
And so why is he highly regarding this or emphasizing it?
因为这件事是和我们跟随主发生关系的。
Because it has to do with how we follow the Lord.
说到我们一个人跟随主的光景。
It has to do with our perspective or situation in following the Lord.
我们知道我们一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女跟从主，这实在是我们一生的故事。
As children of God who are saved, our life story is following him.
主今天他救了我们。
Our Lord, he has saved us.
其实他在我们身上好像没有任何其他的要求。
And it seems like he has no other requirements for us.
他只要求我们一件事。
But he requires of us one thing.
就是他让我们来跟从他。
That he wants us to follow him.
这件事实在说来，实在是对我们每一个神的儿女来讲，实在太宝贵了。
And this is such a precious thing to all of us believers.
因为这是我们在主面前，我们蒙恩得救以后一生啊，我们所要做的一件事。
And after we are saved, this is something that we have to do all of our lives.
怎么样？一家人的没办法。声音不够是吧？
对，有点少，声音有点低。
哦，声音太低，对不起啊。
没关系，那你讲，你讲，没关系。Sorry。
这个，很多时候我们在跟随主的路上。
Many times as we're following the Lord。
我们很多时候我们开始的时候都非常的欢喜快乐。
In the beginning, we may be very joyful.
但是到了一个时候啊，我们生命中啊出现了一些的改变。
But then, some things may change in our life.
很多时候，在前的就成了在后的。
That those who are first may become last.
我记得有些这个年轻的弟兄姊妹啊，在这个学生的时候，他们就蒙恩得救了。
I remember some young brothers and sisters who were saved while they were students.
那么他们非常的热切的追求主。
And they were very enthusiastically serving the Lord.
但是后来毕业了。
But then afterwards they graduated.
等找到工作以后。
And when they found a job.
你发现有许多，这里主说有许多在前的就在后了。
And so then the Lord says that many who were first are now last.
我们迫切的跟主祈求。
And so we ask the Lord of this.
我们求主给我们一个好的工作。
We ask the Lord to give us a good job.
主实在是怜悯我们。
Our Lord may have mercy on us.
常常为我们排忧解难。
To help us through the hardships.
常常供应我们一切的需要。
To supply all of our needs.
但当我们有了工作以后。
But then when we get this job.
你发现有许多在前的就在后了。
Then we find that many of those who are first are now last.
还有许多的神的儿女，虽然找着工作，还是非常的爱主。
And many of those who do find a job, they still love the Lord.
他们因着神的恩典，他们觉着神这样的爱我们，我们应该更多的把自己摆在神的手中。
And because of God's grace, they realize the Lord's love, so they even more want to present themselves to God.
但是后来就交了朋友。
But then they may find other friends.
一交了朋友以后啊，很多的在前的就在后了。
And then many who are first are now last again.
有的一结了婚以后啊，在前的就在后了。
Or some of those after they get married, they're first and then last.
有的人结了婚以后啊，两个人呢非常的爱主，同心合意的侍奉神。
Or many of those after they're married, they together are loving the Lord and serving Him.
但是，一生了小孩啊，许多在前的。就在后了。
But then after they get kids, many of those who are first will become last.
人以为说跟随主哈，好像只是一段的年日。
So some may seem that following the Lord is just a period of their life.
是我年轻力壮的时候。
It may be when they're young and strong.
是我有时间的时候。
Or when they have time.
现在工作刚刚开始。
Or when their job's just started.
现在不仅生了一个娃，生了两个娃，生了三个娃。
Or when they have one or two or three kids.
那么我好像跟随主的这个日子好像就到这就结束了。
And then it seems like their period of following the Lord has stopped.
弟兄姊妹，我们跟随主是要跟随主直到见主面的日子。
But when we follow the Lord, it has to be following Him till we see Him again.
主呼召我们跟随他，不是我们生命中的一段的时间来跟随他。
God didn't just call us to follow Him for just a phase of our life.
主呼召我们跟随他，是一生的都来跟随他。
But rather to follow Him for all of our life.
而且一直到路终啊。
And to follow Him to the end, to the goal.
刚才那首诗歌说，我们跟随主一直到路终啊。
Like the hymn said that we follow Him until we reach the goal.
那当然，你说到路中也没什么稀奇的。
Of course, it may seem like there's no hope to reach the end.
因为每个人有一天都要到路中的。
Or because we all will eventually get to the end.
但是如果不偏离正路，能够跟随主一直到路中，这就非常的宝贵。
But it's very precious if we're able to reach the goal without ever going astray.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是属乎主的人。
And today we are those who belong to the Lord.
主今天带领我们是一生来跟随他。
He wants to lead us to follow him all of our lives.
我们回想我们跟随主的日子。
And as we reflect back on our life following the Lord,
是不是到了一个时候，我们从前是在前的，现在就在后了呢？
And have we come to a point where we were first but now are last?
是不是有一些的东西拦阻我们，成为我们不跟随主的一些的借口？
Are there some things that are a barrier, an excuse for us to not follow the Lord?
我们在圣经里面也有在后的，在前的。
In the Bible, there are also those who were last but then became first.
我不知道弟兄姊妹熟悉不熟悉这个以诺的故事。
I don't know if people are familiar with the story of Enoch.
这个以诺在他65岁以前呢，好像属灵的追求好像很平平淡淡。
Before he was 65, it seemed like his spiritual pursuit wasn't going very well.
但是到他开始生儿养女的时候。
But then when he started to have children,
他好像原来是在后的，现在成在前的。
It seemed like before he was last, but now he's first.
圣经上说他生儿养女与神同行300年。
That after he had children, he walked with the Lord for 300 years.
他一开始跟随主，就一直跟随主，一直到他见主面的日子。
And after he started to follow the Lord, he followed him until he saw the Lord again.
弟兄姊妹，这件事对我们每个人来讲实在太重要了。
And this is so important for us.
我想我们每一个人哈，在神面前，我们需要花一点点时间来思想，我们这一生在主眼中到底有没有价值，到底有没有意义。
Each of us before the Lord has to reflect on whether we have this position, this purpose before the Lord.
如果我们跟从主哈，不能够到了路中啊。
If we follow the Lord but cannot reach to the end goal,
就好像假设说我今天在参加一个比赛哈，400米的比赛，我跑了398米了。
It's like if I'm running the 400 meter but I only get to 398.
就差两米了。
I'm just 2 meters away.
然后我就从跑道上出去了。
And then I just leave the track then.
那我前面岂不都是空跑，都是徒劳了吗？
Then it seems like all of the work I just did was useless.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神面前哈，我们要看见说，我们这一生哈，要跑到路中。
So before the Lord, we have to run to the end.
就关乎到神在我们身上的旨意和目的。
And this regards His will and purpose for each of us.
就关乎到神得胜者的呼召。
And it's also about His calling for us.
这个得胜者的呼召。
Call to be an overcomer.
弟兄姊妹，我们想说得胜者是跑到第一名的哈。
We may think of those overcomers of those who are first.
或者跑前五名的。
Or there's the ones who run to the first five places.
我不知道在座的弟兄姊妹，你们觉得你们在这里聚会，谁是前五名啊？
I don't know who you guys think are the first five people among you.
我想你们觉得说，那他们是得胜者，那我们在后面就慢慢的就随我们自己的意思了。
You might think that those other people are the overcomers, and for us, we'll just be in the back, going to our own way.
又怎么得胜者哈是跑到终点的
？But the overcomers are those who are able to run to the end.
我们知道有许多的这个在这个。竞赛的这个比赛的里面有许多运动员他们跌倒了。
There are many athletes who may fall during the race.
他们完全受了很严重的伤害。
They may get into a serious injury.
但是他们爬起来了。
But they're still able to get up.
大家还记得1992年在巴塞罗那那个有一场的比赛，大家印象太深刻了。
You may remember from the 1992 race in Barcelona.
在那一场这个有一场400米半决赛的比赛里面，英国有一个选手啊，叫蒙，哎呀，名字我记不太清楚了，蒙德雷德 something like that。然后，那么这个 这个运动员呢，他跑的都跑过了一半了，他的这一个腿受了严重的伤害。
In the 400 meter, there was an athlete from England who ran almost halfway and then injured his leg.
他从跑道上爬起来。
He got up from the track.
这个救生员呢，这些卫生员盼望把他从跑道上救下去。
And the trainers were planning on helping him off the track.
但是他说，我要走到终点。
But he said, no, I want to finish.
而且他的父亲呢，从看台上冲下来，父子两个一同的走到了终点。
And his father ran down from the stands, and the two of them together walked to the or went to the finish.
就当他走过终点的时候，65,000个观众，他们在那里欢呼，他们在那里流泪。
And when he walked to the finish, the entire crowd in the stands all were cheering and crying.
英子妹，这不过是地上的一场的比赛。
This is just a race on earth.
英子妹，我们今天盟主的呼召，我们是来跟从我们的主。
But today we are called by our Lord to follow him.
什么是得胜者呢？
And this is not just the overcomers.
得胜者不是没有跌倒过的。
And the overcomers are not those who've never fallen.
得胜者不是没有受过伤的。
Or those who've never gotten injured.
得胜者不是没有流过眼泪的。
Or those who've never cried.
得胜者乃是在哪里跌倒，在哪里爬起来的。
But there are those who fall and are still able to get up again.
得胜者乃是跑到终点的。
That they're able to run to the finish line.
英子妹，这是我们今天主在我们身上的心意。
And this is the will that God has for each of us.
所以这里面主让我们看见说有许多的在前的，后来在后。
And so the Lord tells us there are many of those who are first and then are last.
我想这对我们来讲是一个很好的提醒。
And this is a very great reminder for us.
我们是在哪里跌倒呢？
That wherever we fall.
我们在哪里就停止不再跟从主了呢？
Wherever we stop following the Lord.
那还有许多在后的又在前。
And there are many of those who are last and then are first.
虽然他们可能有个软弱。
Although they may have weaknesses.
但是当他们回转归向主的时候。
But when they turn back to the Lord.
看见主的恩典实在是这样的丰富。
And they're able to see the richness of His grace.
他们一生忠心跟随主，直到路终。
They're able to faithfully follow the Lord until the end.
英子妹，我想盼望今天啊，我说这个可以说是这个周末好了。这个周末我们有三次的这样的聚集。
And this weekend through the three different gatherings that we have.
我们希望啊，我们在主面前，我们每一个人哈、啊、都有许多的提醒。
May each of us be reminded again.
我们也盼望我们有许多的激励。
And that we're also encouraged.
我们没有一个人呢是停下来的。
That not a single one of us will just stop.
我们每一个人，我们都能够忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，直到路终。
That we all may not look towards the past, but to look forward and run towards the goal.
所以我们这是我们盼望在这一次交通的里面盼望我们大家我们彼此都能够得着的。
This is how I hope we're all able to feel this gathering.
当然说到跟从主呢我们刚才这个读到马太福音20章啊最后的那一段的故事。
When we talk about following the Lord and the passage we read at the end of Matthew chapter 20,
我们看见那里有两个瞎子。
We see that there were two blind men.
大家读圣经的时候，不知道不是有没有感觉这两个瞎子是指着谁说的？
Do we know who these two blind men are referring to?
当然，在这个字面上是指着在耶利哥城外的那两个瞎子说的。
Of course, it's literally referring to the two men who were outside of Jericho.
如果我们读上下文的话，我们从属灵的这一个层面来思想的话，
But if we read the context and if we look at it from a spiritual perspective,
我这一次读的时候，我觉得一个瞎子是指着那个少年人说的。
I think that one of the blind men is referring to the young ruler.
一个瞎子是指着 以彼得为代表的，这是门徒们说的。
And the other is referring to the disciples represented by Peter.
这里面如果我们假设是从这个角度来思想的话，
And if we look at this from this perspective,
我们看见后面说他们都跟从耶稣。
It says that they were following Jesus.
所以我们看见跟从耶稣这里有两个条件。
And there are two conditions here to follow Jesus.
首先要看见基督。
They first have to be able to see Jesus.
See Christ.
See Christ.
另外一个条件就是看见十字架。
They also have to be able to see the cross.
我们看见这个少年人，他是一个瞎子。
We see that this young ruler, he was a blind man.
他没有看见基督。
He wasn't able to see Christ.
一个没有看见基督的人是不能够跟随基督的。
Someone who isn't able to see Christ cannot follow him.
没有一个没有看见基督的人，他可以来跟从基督。
Not a single person who cannot see Christ can follow him.
彼得是看见基督的人。
Peter, he was able to see Christ.
他对基督是有启示的。
He did have revelations about Christ.
他说你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。
He says that you are Christ, the Son of the eternal God.
但是我们读这一段的上下文的时候，我们看见说彼得他不认识十字架。
But here in this context, we see that Peter, he didn't know the cross.
他没有看见十字架。
He wasn't able to see the cross.
他对十字架他是瞎眼的。
And he was blind towards the cross.
他虽然看见了基督。
Although he was able to see Christ.
他开始跟随了主。
And he was able to follow the Lord, or start to.
但是跟随到一个时候，你发现他就出去了。
But he followed up to the point and then he left.
跟随到这个大祭司的院子里的时候，他就出去了。
He followed him to the yard of the high priest and then he left.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们看见在我们每一个人属灵生命的这个成长的过程当中。
Today in the growth of each of our spiritual lives.
非常重要的。
There's something very important.
没有声音了，
是我们的飞机，
我这动了，
对，是，我们俩
在，看得见的没问题，
声音有声音的，你大家听到刚才常弟兄讲的话吗？
声音听见的冻住
了，OK，
可以继续吧。
跟从主啊，对，跟从主有两件事是非常重要的。
And so there are two things that are very important in following the Lord.
认识基督。
The first is to know Christ.
认识十字架。
And the second is to know the cross.
如果我们在这两个认识上，我们是有限的，我们是肤浅的，我们看见在跟随主的路上，我们走着走着人就不见了。
If our knowledge in these two things are limited or shallow, or we follow him and then go astray.
我们看见有的时候人跟随，你就发现这个路就偏出去了。
Like sometimes as people follow, they start to just go astray from the path.
所以我们今天晚上呢，我们想说花点时间呢，看看这两个瞎子。
And so tonight we'll spend some time looking at these two blind men.
那么明天呢，我们特别看一下这一个二十章啊，这一个葡萄园做工的比喻。
And then tomorrow we'll look at the parable of the workers in the vineyard.
因为这个比喻呢，是非常重要的。
Because this parable is also very important.
因为这个比喻呢，是夹在主说到在前、在后、在后、在前讲了两次，在这两句。两次提到这句话的中间，主特别讲了这段的比喻。
In between the two times, he says, "Who's first is last, and who's last is first." He talks about this parable.
那么最后一次呢？我们盼望能够看看我们的眼睛怎么得开。
In the last gathering, we'll talk about how our eyes can be opened.
就是瞎子的眼睛怎么样能够被打开。
How the eyes of the blind can be opened.
好，那我们今天晚上呢，就先看这一个少年人。
And so tonight we'll look at the young ruler.
我们如果读圣经的话，对刚才姊妹翻译的，他是个 young ruler， 还是一个少年官哈？是因为在其他的这个圣经里面哈，我们看见他确确实是个少年官。
And so this young man, he also is a ruler.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得这个少年官宝贵不宝贵？
Do you think this young ruler, is he precious or not?
我觉得这个少年官，用我们今天的话来讲，他是一个非常好的慕道友。
It seems like in our words, he's a very good seeker.
这个他这个少年官啊，他年轻。
He's very young.
年轻人好不好呢？
Are young people good?
年轻人真的很好。
Young people are good.
这个虽然我们没有这个年龄的这些的discrimination 没有的，但是年轻人总是让我们心里很欢喜快乐的。
Although we're not discriminating based on age, young people often make our hearts full of joy.
这个年轻人呢，他不懒惰，他是这个自己经营啊，这个他这个有了财富的，所以他是一个很能干的一个人。
And this young man, he wasn't lazy. He worked hard for his own riches.And he was very capable.
年轻而且能干。
And he was capable.
对，然后还做官。
And he also was a ruler.
什么叫做官呢？
And what does it mean? How do you be a ruler?
这个做官呢，是承担责任。
As a ruler, you bear a lot of responsibility.
很多人他很有本事，但他不愿意承担责任的。
If you're very capable but not willing to bear the responsibility.
年轻人愿意承担责任是非常宝贵的。
It's a very precious thing for someone young to want to bear the responsibility.
年轻，对吧？又这么这个能干，又承担责任，而且他还有很好的品德。
He's a young, capable, willing to bear responsibility, and he.
看他这个见证，对吧？他各个方面，你看见说他都是一个很好的一个年轻人。
He also has good character. It seems like he was doing very well in many aspects of his life.
年轻能干，然后这个有责任感，然后呢还这个对，还有好的品性。不止如此啊，他还寻求不朽坏之福。哎
，And so he's a young, capable, responsible. He has good character and he wants to seek the eternal.
对他寻求那不朽坏之福 ，incorrupt。
To seek the things that will not corrupt。
对，那个 blessing 是 incorruptible 的。啊，这个年轻人呢，你就发现今天，你想想，你遇到一个这么能干的年轻人，又有责任感，然后又有好的品性，对吧？那么你想想，他很多时候他根本不关心永恒的事的。
And so if you meet a young person who's capable, responsible, well-mannered, they may not want to worry about the eternal things.
但是这个年轻人呢，他虽然有这样好的品性，这样能干，这样的有责任感，他还追求不朽坏之福。
And even though he's so capable, responsible, well-mannered, he still is seeking after the things that will not corrupt.
不仅他寻求不朽坏之福，而且他寻求独一的真神呢。
And not only is he seeking these eternal blessings, but also the only God.
今天有很多的这个人寻求不朽坏之福，但是他寻求很多的偶像，很多的假神，很多的这些人的道理。
Many people are also seeking things that will not corrupt, but they're seeking after idols or worldly ways.
但是这个年轻人呢，真的太好了。
But this young man, he is so good.
他还寻求这个独一的真神。
He's seeking after the one and only God.
还不仅如此。
And not only this.
他还有很多钱。
But he also has a lot of wealth.
有人说有钱有什么好的呢？
And some people may say, what good does it do to have so much money?
那好不好呢？
But is money good?
有人说很好的。 所以有的人呢说呀，这个如果主耶稣啊，如果先让他信了主，该多好啊。
And some say money is very good, and some say, to know the Lord, how good is this?
你想这么好的一个慕道友。
They say that this person is such a good seeker.
如果他加入我们的教会。
If they were able to join our church.
他有这么多的钱财。
And they have this much wealth.
那对我们这是何等大的帮助呢？
Then this would be a great help for us.
但是我们读这个圣经的时候，我们发现我们的主啊，说了几句话他就走了。
But as we read this passage, our Lord, he says a couple of things and then he just leaves.
在这些门徒的眼中啊。
And so to the eyes of the disciples.
这一个年轻人呢，实在是非常在前的一个慕道友啊。
That this young man, he was very much a seeker who was in the front.
如果我们中间有这样一位慕道友，那我们一定好好跟他谈一谈。
That if we had this seeker among us, we must talk to him for a long time.
可能我们还要给他留下什么联系方式，对不对？
Or to leave some contact information.
下次再来。
To come again next time.
我们太宝贵你了。
That we think that you're so precious to us.
你想在这样一个时代里有这样的慕道友，太难得了。
That what an opportunity to have this kind of seeker among us.
如果我们中间有一个人，他就讲了几句话，他就从此再也不来了。
But if we had someone among us, we said a couple of things and they never came again.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得跟他讲话这个人，你喜欢不喜欢？
If you're talking to him, would you like him?
我们主讲了几句话，他就再也不来了，他忧忧愁愁的走了。
And we just said a few things and then he just never came again.
这个在前的，就成在后。
So the one who was first is now last.
因为他没有光。
Because he doesn't have the light.
你知道在那个时代，像他这种靠着自己的本事有钱人，那是证明神喜悦他。
And at the time, somebody who through their own work was wealthy meant that God was pleased with him.
这是旧约圣经里面特别说到的神的祝福，因为他是觉得自己是个义人。
In the Old Testament, it talks about how their wealth is God's blessings because they think that he was righteous.
这一个少年人在人的眼中是非常好的一个慕道者，慕道的朋友。
In people's eyes, this person is a very good seeker.
我们的主非常认识他。
And our Lord, he will know him.
我们的主知道他没有光。
But the Lord, he knows that he doesn't have light.
你知道门徒啊，后面他们分外的稀奇啊。
And the disciples afterwards, they were astonished.
因为主说，这个财主进神的国哈，比那个骆驼进针的眼还难呢。
They said it's harder for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven than for the camel to go through the eye of a needle.
一方面来讲，他们觉得他们如果跟这个少年人比，他们真的是比不上他。
On one hand, they think that they cannot even compare to this rich ruler.
如果他都不能得救，那我们谁能得救呢？
If this young ruler cannot even be saved, then who can be saved?
这么好的慕道友都不能得救。
Such a good seeker, and he cannot be saved?
那我们怎么得救呢？
And what about us? How can we be saved?
也许可能从另外一个角度，我想这些门徒听过主耶稣给这个尼哥底母传福音。
From a different perspective, they heard the Lord preaching the gospel to Nicodemus.
约翰福音三章十六节，多好啊！神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Or John 3:16, that for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that all who believe in him may not perish but have eternal life.
我不知道门徒们为什么那么稀奇，是不是也有？想说你怎么不用三章十六节跟他讲一讲多好啊，他就不会走了。
Or maybe the disciples, were they not wondering why the Lord didn't use John 3:16 to speak to this ruler?
我们的主认识我们。
But our Lord, he knows us.
他知道这一个少年人跟尼哥底母不一样。
He knew that this young man was different than Nicodemus.
尼哥底母承认自己是软弱的。
Nicodemus knew that he was weak.
他在神面前，他来 寻求他来寻求那一个他说你是从神那里来的。
He wanted to seek him. He said that you are the one who comes from God.
这一个少年人他觉着连神都印证他是个义人。
But this young man, he may think that even God agrees that he is a righteous man.
他完全在黑暗的里面。
So he's fully in the darkness.
那我们的主还是爱他。
But our Lord, he still loves him.
我们读其他的这段的你描述这段的经文主都爱他。
In the other verses, you see that the Lord does love him.
我们的主就启示他。
And the Lord wants to reveal himself to him.
盼望把他带到光中。
To bring him into the light.
主这里告诉，但主这里说哈，他说，主这里说，你为什么以善事为我，问我呢？只有一位是善的，哈，这个小字，他有的古卷说，这个说除了神以外，没有一个是良善的。
And so, Jesus says, "Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. So there's no one good outside of the Lord."
除了神以外，没有一个是善，是良善的。
Other than God, no, it's not a single person who is good.
所以这里面主耶稣启示他。主他就是神，因为只有主耶稣是良善的。
The Lord reveals that only He is God because only Christ is good.
因为只有神是良善的。
Because only God is good.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见我们的主在这里来启示这个少年人。
The Lord reveals this to the young man.
让他看见我们的主他真的是神啊。
That we see that our Lord, He truly is God.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到主面前，我们真的要把主耶稣当神呐。
When we come before Him, we truly have to treat Christ as God.
他就是神呐。
Because He is God.
今天很多人来到主耶稣面前，不把主耶稣当神呐。
Many people don't put Christ as God.
虽然我们说他是主，
even though we say that He is the Lord.
但我们说我们相信他，
and we say that we believe Him.
但是我们并没有把他当成神。
But we don't actually regard him as God.
我们里面没有光。
And we don't have the light inside of ourselves.
你说很多的这个我们在生活当中，我们在自己的侍奉的里面，我们没有让主耶稣做神，我们没有把他当作神来敬拜他，来感谢他。
For many of us in our service, we don't treat Christ as God, and we don't treat Him as God in our worship and our praise.
我们如果有不高兴的事情，如果不照着我们的意思，我们看见我们没有任何感谢的心。
If we're angry, things don't go according to our way. We don't have any thankful heart.
所以这里面主这首先啊，就是给他看见说，其实我们的主他就是神。
And so first, we have to see that our Christ, He is God.
而且这里主给我们看见说他就是那一个善良的生命。
And that not only so, but he also is the other good in the spirit.
这一个少年人以为说如果他能够做善事他就是一个善良的人。
The young man thought that if he did good things, then he would be a good person.
主这里告诉他说只有一个善良生命才能够有善良的行为。
But the Lord tells us that if you only have even the good life, then you can be the one who is good.
只有你有了生命，你才能有这样的行为。
Only if you have this life, then you can have the right actions.
虽然你外面可以做很多律法的要求，
even though on the outside you can do many things required by the law,
但那并不是善事。
But these are not actually the good things.
只有从善良的生命出来的才是善良的。
Only the things that come out from this good life are good.
所以我们常常跟我们中间的朋友们说呀，我们人呢，不是因为犯了罪才是罪人，我们是因为是个罪人呢，所以我们才犯罪啊。
We often say it's not because we sin that we become a sinner, but rather that we're a sinner, so we sin.
我们的主在这里哈，我记得有弟兄这样跟我说，主耶稣为什么不用这个马太五六七跟他讲一讲呢？
And other brothers may say, why don't we use Matthew 5, 6, and 7 to speak to this man?
那么一讲的话，对吧，他就没话讲了，对不对？
Because if you use those words, then he wouldn't have anything else to say.
我觉得我们的主他实在是 非常的这个满了怜悯。
But our Lord, He truly is full of mercy.
我们的主他就用这个摩西的律法哈，让他的良心里面看看他的良心里是不是有光。
And He uses Moses' law to see whether there is light in His conscience.
所以主这里讲了几件事情哈，大家读的时候，我想这个少年人说哈，他说他从小都这个在这个在一个其他的在路加福音里哈，这个、他说他从小就都遵守了。
And this young man said that since he was young, he has kept the law.
这里面哈，主说不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，当孝敬父母，又当爱人如己。我不知道有谁哈，从小就孝敬父母的。
And so here it says, you shall not murder, commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself. And so I don't know who, since they were young, has always honored their father and mother.
你有三个孩子，你的孩子有哪一个从小就孝敬的？从小就孝敬的哈，这个从还给他包 diaper 的时候就开始孝敬了哈。
So from when your kids were young, when they were in diapers, were they always honoring your father and mother?
说实在的，这个少年人哈，他的良心里面是有黑暗的。
And so this young man, he does have darkness in his conscience.
他真的爱人如己吗？
Does he really love others as himself?
所以后面主让他把这一些这个财产如果分给穷人的话，他就受不了了吗？
When he asked him to give his wealth to the poor, he wasn't able to.
所以事实上他在做假见证啊。
And so he was technically giving a false testimony.
这里面讲了六条，他有三条他都没做到的。
There are six laws and three of them he didn't fully follow.
但他说我这些一切都遵守了。
But he said that he did follow all of them.
你知道很多时候，你知道我们看见说，对吧，一个人当他真的不认识基督的时候，真的都是在黑暗里面。
When someone doesn't follow the Lord, and they truly are fully in the darkness.
真的是没有光啊。
And they don't have any light.
心灵的眼睛真的是瞎掉了。
And their eyes are blind.
但是我们的主还是真的非常的爱他。
But our Lord, He still loves him.
主这里面并没有戳穿他，并没有捅破他，并没有把他那个难处讲出来。
He didn't expose him and his weaknesses.
有的时候我想说，如果我在那儿的话，我就跟他说，你从小你就孝敬你父母吗？
If I was there, I might have said, did you really honor your father since you were young?
你父母给你这个，对吧？喂你奶的时候，你就孝敬父母了吗？
When your parents were still feeding you milk, did you honor them already?
我们的主真的太好了。
But our Lord, He truly is too good.
我们的主真的是满了怜悯，满了慈爱。
And He's truly full of love and full of mercy.
我们的主从来不喜欢不义的。
And He never would not want to be righteous.
我们的主就继续地告诉他。
And so our Lord, He continues to tell him.
你们愿意做完全人的话，你就去变卖所有的，分给穷人，就有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
If you want to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me.
主这里告诉他说，他所倚靠的，自以为可以称义的那些的钱财，是靠不住的。
And the Lord is telling him that the things that he thought he could rely on for righteousness, such as his wealth, he cannot.
他只能来跟随耶稣。
That he can only follow Christ.
只有跟随主才是道路。
Because the only way is to follow the Lord.
只有主耶稣是道路。
And only Christ is the way.
只有主耶稣是得永生唯一的道路。
The only way to eternal life is through Christ.
所以主在这里就给我们看见，他给我们看见，只有他是他唯一的拯救。
He wants to tell him that he is his only way, his only salvation.
我们的主这里可以说一而再，再而三，在这里用光来启示他。
And here he's using the light to reveal to him.
但是这一个少年人，他的因着他自己的自义的缘故，他没有向主耶稣来祈求。
But because he thought he was righteous, he didn't seek the Lord.
你看后面那两个瞎子，当他们向主祷告的时候，主就开他们的眼睛。
But later, those two blind men, when they prayed to the Lord opened their eyes.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，神赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because he does not like the prideful, but rather gives grace to the humble.
所以这一个少年官，他虽然在人的眼中是这样好的一个慕道友。
So even though in people's eyes, this young ruler was such a
他是一个在非常在前的一个慕道友。
And that he's someone who seems like he's first.
因为他不认识基督。
But because he does not know Christ.
他就成了在后的。
That he becomes the one who's last.
他就忧忧愁愁地离开了。
He walked away sad.
我们读这段故事的时候，每一次读的时候，真的心里面也都很忧愁的。
And every time we read this, we may also feel sad.
因为这么好的一个福音朋友。
Because such a good seeker friend.
多可惜呀。
How pitiful is this?
跟他正好相反的。
And from the complete opposite of him.
有一个叫撒该的。在路加福音十九章里面有一个这个做税吏长的撒该呀，那是一个很在非常在后的一个福音朋友。
There is Zacchaeus, who is a tax collector. In other people's eyes, he seems like he's in the last.
没人想传福音给他的。
Nobody wanted to preach the gospel to him.
他想看看耶稣，别人还把他挡住。
And he wanted to see Jesus, and people actually blocked his view.
用我们今天的话来讲，他想来听福音聚会啊，把他挡在门外。
In our words, if he wanted to come to a pursuit meeting, he might be blocked outside the doors.
不让你进去。
To not let him in.
不想让你得救。
We don't want you to get saved.
妹妹，你看见他就爬到树上去了，他爬到那一个桑树上去了。
And so he climbed into the sycamore tree.
Sycamore tree, 啊，他爬到那桑树上去了。你说那个时候那种桑树啊，它是叶子非常非常密的。你可以从上面看到下面的人，下面的人看不到上面的人。
The sycamore tree, the leaves were very dense, so the one in the tree could see down, but the one on the ground couldn't see up.
看他在那里看主耶稣的时候，就听到主耶稣说：“撒该，快下来，我今天住在你家里。”
But when he saw Jesus, Jesus said to him, Zacchaeus, come down, for I'm going to your house today.
那个光一下就进去了。
And immediately the light entered into him.
他想主耶稣怎么会知道他的名？
He said, he thought, how could the Lord see him or know?
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你有没有觉得彼得他们会跟主耶稣想，哎，这有一个撒该哈，我们为他祷告很久了，你从这经过，你可要救他呀。
Do you think Peter and the disciples said to Jesus, we've been praying for Zacchaeus for so long, you should go save him?
我想没有人为撒该祷告。
I think most likely nobody was praying for Zacchaeus.
又卡住了。不好意思，我这声音。
声音好像能听见，就是那个画面里发生。现在听不见了。
魏君，你把视频先关，摄像头先关了再开。它是 disconnect 的吗？好，弟兄姐妹稍微等候一下，他们大概断线。
对，他们说断下来了，然后现在他们正在上来。 稍稍等一下。
那个听得到吗？听到了哈 ，OK。这个刚才我们讲到那一个另外一个很差很差的那一个福音朋友，在人眼中是在最后的那个福音朋友。
And so then we were talking about the other seeker who seems very bad, the one who's last.
那么当主耶稣在那里说：“撒该，快下来，我今天要住在你家里。”
And when Jesus says that he has come down, I'm going to your house today.
主的话进到他里面，真的把他里面完全照亮了。
That his words are completely bringing the light into him.
像我这样的一个没有人喜欢的人，主耶稣怎么会知道我的名字？
That for someone who nobody even likes, how does the Lord know my name?
主耶稣怎么能看见我？
How is the Lord able to see me?
主耶稣为什么还要住在我家里？
And why is Jesus staying at my house?
我想撒开那一天哈，在那个时刻，他里面，我在想撒开里面的感觉，我觉得他心里面喜乐的，他真的在流眼泪。
And I think that day Zacchaeus might have been so full of joy that he was shedding tears.
像我这样没人要的人。
That someone like me who nobody wants.
像我这样没人喜欢的人。
That someone who nobody even likes.
这位圣洁的主耶稣。
That this holy Jesus.
这位大能的主耶稣。
This almighty and powerful Jesus.
他竟然要住在我家里。
Today he's coming to stay at my house.
所以你看那个撒该就是一下子从树上就趴下就跳下来了。
And so Zacchaeus at once jumped down from the tree.
他就把自己的家完全敞开。
He completely welcomed his house to the Lord.
欢欢喜喜的接待主耶稣。
That he was full of joy in welcoming the Lord.
根本不用主耶稣讲什么话，他所有的钱财统统都给出去。
That he didn't need Jesus to say anything, he already gave all his wealth out.
弟兄姊妹，你看见说这里面哈，我们在前和在后，不在乎我们自己的光景。
And so here, whether we're first or last is not about our own situation.
不在乎我们从前是怎样的。
It's not about how we once were.
在乎我们里面是不是有光。
But it's about whether we have light inside of us.
在乎我们里面是不是看见了主耶稣。
But they were able to truly see Christ.
当我们看见主耶稣，弟兄姊妹，我们就在前。
And if we're able to see Christ, then we can be first.
没看见基督就在后。
And if we don't see Christ, then we're last.
不仅我们蒙恩得救的时候，我们是这样，就是我们今天已经得救的人。
And this is not only true after we're first saved, but also for us who are already saved.
我们今天所走的是一条义人的道路。
We're walking in the way of the righteous.
义人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
And the way of the righteous is brighter and brighter until the day.
我们今天对主的认识是越过越丰富，越过越清楚，越过越明亮。
And our life in the Lord grows more and more clear, more and more bright.
每一次主的启示临到我们，弟兄姊妹，我们就算是在后，我们就在前。
Every time the Lord's revelation is upon us, even though we're last, then we become first.
如果我们对主的认识停下来，
And if our knowledge in the Lord stops,
虽然从前我们是在前的，
Even though before we were first,
好像老底家的弟兄姊妹一样。
Like those in the Laodicea.
他们说我们是丰富的，我们一样都不缺。
That before they had everything, they were
not. 样样都有。
That they had everything.
但是他们却是贫穷、困苦、可怜、瞎眼的。
But yet they become poor, they became pitiful and blind and in hardships.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为我们今天曾经认识过基督。
And don't think that just because at one point you knew Christ,
我们的眼睛就不会瞎。
Then your eyes will never go blind.
没有错，我们感谢神，我们真的是出黑暗入光明，从撒旦的权下来归向了神。
And of course, we're thankful that we can enter into the light from the darkness and we're away from Satan into God.
但如果到了有一天，我们以为我们已经得着了。
But if one day we think that we've already received all.
我们以为我们丰富了。
If we already believe that we have all the riches.
我们以为我们什么都不缺了。
If we believe that we don't lack anything.
有什么道是我们没有听过呢？
Are there any words that we have not heard yet?
有什么样的讲员是我们没有请过呢？
Are any speakers that we haven't invited yet?
有什么样的属灵的书籍是我们没有看过的呢？
Are any spiritual documents that we haven't read yet?
弟兄姊妹，我们的眼睛瞎了。
Then our eyes are blind.
你发现在前的就要在后了。
Those who are first are now last.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常严肃的一件事。
And this is a very serious thing.
对，如果我们今天要一生都要跟从主，一直跟从主到路中的话，弟兄姊妹，我们对基督的认识是不能够停下来的。
If today we want to follow the Lord all of our lives to the end, then we cannot stop in our knowledge of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在神的面前，要求神给我们这样的寻求的心。
And before God, we have to ask Him for this seeking heart.
给我们一个谦卑受教的灵。
He give us a humble and willing to learn spirit.
让我们知道，在基督的学校里面。我们是一生做学生的。
And that in the school of Christ, all of our lives we are students.
曾经啊，有弟兄啊，问一个年长的这个一个长者，问他说：“这个特会里面呢，许多的讲员，我们都管他们叫老师，为什么大家都管你叫弟兄呢？”
And there was a brother who asked an elder, Why do we consider all the speakers at special meetings teachers and we call you a brother?
别人都是老师，怎么只有你是一个弟兄呢？
And everybody else is a teacher, why are you a brother?
这位长者就回答他说，因为我一生都是做学生的，所以他们不需要管我叫老师。
And this elder said that it's because I'm a student all of my life, so they don't need to regard me as a teacher.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在基督的学校里一生是做学生的。
And so today in the school of Christ, we are always a student.
我们看见今天在神的家中，圣经上告诉我们说，为父的不多，做师父的却有一万。
And it tells us there are not many who are
fathers.
Not many who are fathers, but there are many who are teachers.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.为什么有这么多的师父呢？
And so, why are there so many teachers?
为什么这么少的人是为父的呢？
And why are so few people fathers?
因为人学了一点点的时候，人做了几年的学生，他就想做师父了。
Because when people learn a little bit, they're a student for a couple years and they want to be a teacher.
人没过几年就想做师父。
And after just a few years, they want to be a teacher.
只有一生做学生的，他们在神的家中是做父亲的，是做为父的。
That only those who are students all their lives in Christ, then they can be the father and the teacher.
可是为什么在神的家中为父的这么少？
And, but how come there are so few fathers in Christ?
因为我们到了一个时候，我们就觉得我们该做师父了。
Because after some time, we think that we should be teachers by now.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前啊，我们要看见说，在前的真的要在后啊。
Before the Lord, we have to realize that those who are first have to be more last.
什么时候我们开始做师父了，我们就在后了。
And when we start to become teachers, then we are becoming last.
如果我们愿在主的恩典里面，在基督的学校里一生做学生，弟兄姊妹，纵然我们是这样的愚昧，纵然我们是这样的很多时候软弱，但是在后的要在前。
But if we're willing to be students all of our lives, even if we're foolish or weak, then those who are last will be first.
我想这个 以彼得为代表的这些门徒啊，当他们看到这个少年人忧忧愁愁走的时候，
When these disciples who are represented by Peter, when they saw this young man walk away sad,
我想他们里面一面很稀奇。
And on one hand, they may feel astonished.
另一面呢，彼得呢，我觉得他听到的时候听得蛮仔细的。
But Peter, he also heard this in great detail.
他听到说，其实主给这一个少年官就两个条件。
He realized that the Lord gave this young man two conditions.
第一呢，变卖一切。
The first is to let go of everything.
彼得想，我早已经变卖一切了。
You might think that I already don't have everything.
你知道这个彼得变卖一切是很容易的。
It may be very easy for Peter to give up everything. 我不知道
他那船是租来的还是借来的，还是约翰的，我不知道。反正他撇下了，王也撇下了。
This boat might have been borrowed or someone else's, and he's already able to give up that up.
第二个条件呢，跟从主。
And the second condition is to follow the Lord.
他一想，两个条件全都满足了。
He must have thought, wow, I already achieved both of these conditions.
那么这个他就跟主说，说主啊，看哪，我们可是比他虽然忧忧愁愁走了，你不要难过啊，我们可是已经达标了，我们可是已经达到你的要求了。
And so he said, don't be sad that this person left, we already have fulfilled all these requirements.
看哪，我们已经撇下一切跟从你了。将来我们得什么呢？
That we've already given everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?
主告诉他，那我想彼得哈在这里特别的想让主耶稣来至少 confirm 肯这个确定一件事，就是像他彼得这样的人已经进到这一个国度里了，哎，已经进到神的国里了。
It seemed like Peter wanted Jesus to confirm that he already had entered into God's kingdom.
其实主后面是给他们这样的确定的，告诉他们说，真的到那一天哈，你们要坐在十二个宝座上审判以色列十二个支派，确定说他真的进到神的国里了。
And the Lord did assure and confirm with them that they are going to be sitting on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes.
但是主接着告诉他们，不用不用，但是主接着就跟彼得说，还要得百倍。
And he tells them that they'll receive 100 times as much.
有很多弟兄姊妹就不明白，就是怎么叫得百倍呢？
Many may not understand what this means.
主这里告诉我们说，就是在今生，在基督的恩典里，你真的享受百倍。
And that now in Jesus' grace and mercy that you'll enjoy all this.
弟兄姊妹，我们任何我们以为我们放下的，在基督的恩典里，我说在基督里，真的那个丰富是没有限量的。
Even though we may think that we gave things up, the riches and blessings in Christ have no limit.
这百倍不是只是说只有一百倍哦，是讲到说没有限量的丰富说的。
And this 100 times isn't just 100 times of one thing, but of a limitless thing.
哇，弟兄姊妹，我们今天啊，跟随主的人，我们的福气何等的大。
And so to follow the Lord, what great riches and blessings we have.
我们今天所有的福气都在基督的里面。
All of our blessings are in Christ.
在基督的里面实在是丰富到一个地步哈，实在超过我们一切所求所想。
And our blessings in Christ are greater than what we could ask or imagine.
而且神本性一切的丰富都在基督的里面。
And all the fullness of God is in Christ.
基督是我们一切问题的解答呀。
And Christ is the answer to all of our questions.
如果你里面需要平安的话，在基督里真的百倍的平安。
And if you need peace, you have 100 times peace in Christ.
你需要赦免，在基督里百倍的赦免。
If you need forgiveness, you have 100 times forgiveness in Christ.
一切都在主耶稣基督的里面，所以在基督里真的是百倍啊。
And so all things are in Christ and everything is 100-fold.
不仅如此，如果我们这样来跟随主的话，如果我们真的是 像彼得说的，舍弃一切，把一切都放下来跟随主的话，还要承受永生。
And not only this, but if we follow the Lord in this way and we give up everything, like Peter said, then we can enjoy eternal life.
Inherit. 他这个原来他用的是 inherit eternal life， 就是说你的不仅享受丰富，而且生命长大成熟。你知道要承受的话，必须是长大才可以。
And not only do you enjoy these blessings, but you also will grow and mature in order to inherit the eternal life.
这一个永生好像产业一样。成为我们的产业，而且是长大成人的这个身量的人，他们可以来承受的。
This eternal life is like our inheritance for those who are able to grow and mature.
我想主前面这些话，彼得听得非常开心的。
And Peter must have been very happy to hear the first part.
我不知道他听得懂没听懂，对不起啊，我这是以小人之心度彼得之腹，我不知道他听懂没听懂。
And so personally, I'm not sure whether he truly understood.
但是我想听起来是很开心的。
But he must have been very joyful to hear this.
但是最后一句，我想彼得就有点难过了。
But this last phrase, Peter might have felt a bit sad.
然而有许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
He says, but many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为彼得他真的是看见了基督。
Because Peter, he truly did see Christ.
但这个时候彼得没有看见十字架。
But at this point, he didn't see the cross.
他不认识十字架。
And he didn't truly know the cross.
事实上他不知道他自己在跟随主的路上到了一个时候他跟不上了。
He didn't know that in his way of following the Lord, at some point he couldn't keep up.
他不知道说要跟从主跟随到路中哈，不仅要看见基督，而且要看见十字架。
He didn't realize that in order to follow the Lord to the end, you not only have to see Christ, but also the cross.
你必须看见什么是十字架。
You have to see what is the cross.
我们读这段经文，我们知道。彼得那个时候他真的不认识十字架。
In this passage, we see that Peter, he truly didn't know the cross.
你从这段这个描述的故事里面大家看看哈，一个不认识十字架的人他有几个非常突出的特点。
And for someone who doesn't know the cross, they have a couple of unique points that stand out.
头一个特点。
The first one is?
看哪、啊。
He says, behold.
看谁呀、啊、
But who are we looking at? Who are we beholding?
看哪、啊、看我这舍弃一切的彼得大家都要看哪、啊、
He's saying, behold, look at myself. I'm the Peter who gave up everything.
怎么这么多人都不看呢要多看呢看看哪、
啊、
彼得真的要看看彼得
And how come more people are not looking at myself, looking at Peter?
一个不认识十字架的人
For someone who doesn't know the cross
有一个突出的特点
This is something that stands out
就是自我欣赏
And it's that they admire themselves
就是瞻仰自己的荣美
And they want to reveal their own glory
你知道大卫哈他是一个走十字架道路的人
David was someone who walked in the way of the cross
大卫实在是认识十字架
He truly knew the cross
所以在他的诗篇里面在诗篇二十七篇里面他就说他一生啊就求一件事仍求一件事就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中啊，瞻仰他的荣美
And in Psalm 27 he tells us that all his life his goal is to live in the house of the Lord to reveal his glory
一个认识十字架的人
For someone who knows the cross,
他是瞻仰主的荣美。
They want to reveal the Lord's glory and beauty.
一个不认识十字架的人。
And for someone who doesn't know the cross,
是瞻仰自己的荣美。
They want to behold their own beauty.
感觉太好了。
It makes themselves feel good.
除我以外还有谁呢
Besides me, who else could there be?
除了我彼得以外还有谁呢？还有谁像我这样爱主呢？
Besides I, Peter, who else loves the Lord like me?
还有谁像我这样的舍弃呢？
Who else is like me who gave up everything?
你知道诗篇的作者说这个是除你以外啊，你说那个是那是经历十字架的人啊，是除你以外我们还有谁呢？没有经过十字架的人感觉除我以外还有谁呢？
For those who have gone through the cross, they think about outside of the Lord, who else there is? But those who think about themselves have not yet gone through the cross.
我想我们圣经里面想到的马上就可以想到那个哈曼啊。
And then you can think about Haman.
你知道那个哈曼哈，他就觉得说除了我以外还有谁呢？
He thought that aside of himself, who else could there be?
王所喜悦所尊荣的，对吧？除了我哈曼以外还有谁呢？
Besides what I, the king, likes, who else is there? What else is there?
弟兄姊妹，如果在我们的生命的当中，很多时候我们是这样的瞻仰自己的荣美。
If oftentimes in our life we're revealing or beholding our own beauty.
感觉说除我以外还有谁呢？
And we think that outside of ourselves, who else is there?
我们不认识十字架。
Then we do not know the cross.
我们没有十字架的经历。
And we don't have the experiences of the cross.
虽然我们可以讲十字架。
Even though we can speak about the cross.
我们可以这个祷告十字架。
And we can pray about the cross.
我们读十字架的书。
We can read books about the cross.
我们越读十字架书，我们越觉着除了我以外还有谁呢？
And actually,
像我这样读了这么多十字架的书的人还有谁呢？
And actually, if we read more books about the cross, then we even more so think who else is there besides me?
弟兄姊妹，我们看见彼得那个时候，他真的是瞎眼。
And so at this time, Peter, he truly was blind.
他不认识十字架。
He didn't know the cross.
他说看哪、啊、看哪、啊、主啊，你看我呀。
He says, Lord, behold, look at me.
这是头一个特点。
And this is the first unique point.
第二个，一个人不认识十字架，第二个特点。
And the second unique point of those who don't know the cross.
他在这里哈，他问主耶稣说哈，他说这个我们撇下一切都跟从你了，将来我们还得什么呢？
He says, we have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?
这是这个啊，二十七节，彼得就对他说，看哪、啊、我们已经撇下所有的跟从你，将来我们要得什么呢？
So Peter answered him, we have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?
在彼得的感觉里，在基督的以外，他还有很多他要得着的。
So Peter feels as if outside of Christ, there are still more things that he can receive.
他觉得在基督以外还有太多太多美好的事物。
There's still more riches that are outside of Christ.
一个人不认识十字架。
If a person doesn't know the cross,
总是以为在基督的以外可以找到出路。
They always think that outside of Christ, they can find a way out.
以为在基督的以外可以找到真正的满足。
That they can find true satisfaction outside of Christ.
以为在基督的以外可以找到真正的快乐，能够找到真正人生的价值和意义。
Or that they can find true joy or true purpose outside of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们的好处不在他以外。
But all of our goodness is not outside of Christ.
一个人他真的认识十字架。
If someone truly knows the cross.
所有人的智慧统统被钉死在十字架上。
Then all of our own wisdom is nailed on the cross.
只有基督是我们的智慧。
Because only Christ is our wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的在教会生活里，我们在家庭生活里，弟兄姊妹，我们很多时候在基督以外寻找智慧。
In our church life, in our home life, we often find seek wisdom outside of Christ.
我们不肯到主面前安静下来。
We're not willing to quiet ourselves before the Lord.
我们也不肯等候主的时间。
We We're not willing to wait for the Lord's timing.
我们以为在基督以外，我们还有许多的方法，我们还有许多的智慧。
We think that outside of Christ, we still have many ways where we have wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，只有基督是我们的智慧，只有基督是我们唯一的道路。
But only Christ is our wisdom. He is our only way.
这是这个一个人没有看见十字架第二个特点。
This is for someone who doesn't know the cross, the second a unique point.
第三个特点。
And the third one?
彼得他说啊，看到我们已经舍下一切。
Peter says, look, we have already left everything.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
我为主摆上。
That I've already given everything to the Lord.
我为主舍弃。
That I've already sacrificed to the Lord.
乃是舍弃我愿意舍弃的。
And I've given up everything that I want to give up.
主让他舍弃的。他并不舍弃。
And he didn't necessarily sacrifice the things that the Lord wanted him to.
今天神的儿女很多时候有许多的摆上。
And today, the children of God may give up many things.
很多的牺牲。
They may lose out on a lot of things.
好像甚至像圣经上所说，甚至可以舍己身叫人焚烧了。
They're even willing to burn them.
舍己身叫人焚烧，就是这个在哥林多前书十三章这个第二节哈，第三节哈，哎。
And that they're willing to
If I surrender my body to be burned.
They're willing to surrender their body to be burned.
我们照着自己的意思，我们可以舍弃很多。
And according to our own ways, we may be able to give a lot of things up.
我们如果假设我是亚伯拉罕的话
，And if we are Abraham,
神让我献上儿子。
If God asks us to sacrifice our own son,
我想想，献以实玛利吧。
And I might think, oh, just to sacrifice them.
我照着我的意思，我把以实玛利献上可以吗
？So I might actually think, why don't I sacrifice Ishmael instead?
弟兄姊妹，彼得这个时候，他其实有很多东西主是让他能够放下的。
There are many things that the Lord did allow Peter to give up.
他并不肯放下。
But Peter wasn't willing to.
但他却觉得自己非常的爱主。
He thought that he loved the Lord so much.
他觉得他为主已经舍弃了一切。
That he already gave everything up for the Lord.
我想就着彼得自己的经历来讲，至少有一件事情主是让他放下的。
And according to the verses, we know that there's at least one thing God asked Peter to.
就是兄弟安德烈对他的亏欠。
It's the feelings that his brother Andrew had for him.
这个彼得忘不了他兄弟对他的亏欠。
That Peter, he couldn't forgive the things that his brother wronged him.
他已经记到第七次了。
He was already angry for seven times.
主说七十乘七次。
That he already forgiven him seven times, but the Lord says seven times, seven times.
彼得那时候没有电脑哈，没有这些计算器呀，他真的要记七十乘七，我不知道他算得过来算不过来呀。
And I don't know whether he could even calculate a 70 times seven times.
但是主的意思是告诉他说，你要放下。兄弟对你对兄弟里面的那种的不赦免
，But the Lord is telling him to
放不了兄弟对你的亏欠
，To give up your inability to forgive your brother, to forgive the wrongs of your brother.
在教会生活里，弟兄姊妹，你会发现哈，每个人都可以舍己身叫人焚烧的。
And so in the church, can each of us, are we able to give ourselves up to the flame, sacrifice our bodies?
我们觉得都这么爱主了。
We all think that we all love the Lord already so much.
教会一定被建立起来了。
And that the church will be built up.
但如果我们每一个人，我说假设我们每一个人都不能够放下弟兄对我们的亏欠。
But for example, if each one of us is not able to put down the wrongs other people have done,
教会可以被拆的一块石头不落在一块石头上。
And the church can be broken down where not even one stone remains.
我们越是努力摆上，拆的就越彻底。
The more that we try to use our own strength, the more it gets destroyed.
所以这里面哈，主这里给我们看见第二个非常重要的看见。
And this is the second important thing that we have to see.
要看见十字架。要看见十字架。
We have to see the cross.
如果没有看见十字架。
And if we're unable to see the cross.
像彼得这样舍弃一切爱主的弟兄。
Even for someone like Peter who gave up everything and loves the Lord.
这样冲到前面的弟兄。
As someone who's going into first.
在前的真要在后啊。
And the one who's first truly will be last.
在跟随主的路上不知不觉最后就不见了。
As in the way of following the Lord, suddenly you disappeared.
聚不了几年以后你发现人就不见了。
After a couple of years, it seems like someone just disappeared.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是一般跟随主的人。
And today we're a group of people who are following the Lord.
主的呼召是让我们一生来跟随他。
His call is for us to follow him all of our lives.
一生跟随主直到路终。
To follow him all of our lives until the end.
而且是不偏，没有任何一点点的稍微的偏离，一直走在正路上。跟随主到路中。
And to not even go astray a little bit, but to walk in the right way all the way to the end goal.
我们需要看见基督。
We have to be able to see Christ.
我们需要一直的看见基督。
We have to always see Christ.
我们需要在基督的学校里一生做学生。
We have to be students in the school of Christ always.
我们也需要看见十字架。
And we also have to see the cross.
如果我们不认识十字架，
If we don't know the cross,
我们这条路是走不到终点的。
Then we're not able to walk in this way to the end.
没有一个人不认识十字架是可以跟随主到路中的，没有一个人可以走到路中的。
There's not a single person who is able to follow the Lord until the end goal without seeing and knowing the cross.
因为主说若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
For the Lord says, if anyone wants to follow me, they must deny themselves and bear their own cross.
若不背起自己的十字架，若不认识十字架，没有一个人可以成为跟随主的人。
If you don't carry the cross, if you don't know the cross, then nobody can know and follow him.
所以我们盼望在这个后面的交通的里面，我们特别我们一同的来思想啊，到底什么是十字架。
In our future gatherings, we talk more about what is truly the cross.
十字架在我们生命中所带给我们的祝福有多么的大。
And how great the blessings the cross has brought to us.
我想我今天晚上我们就交通到这里。
And I'll finish up by sharing here tonight.
我们一起有点简短的祷告。
Let's have a short prayer.
我们何等感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
你实在在任何的时代，你都有七千人未曾向巴黎屈膝。
And that in all these circumstances, you can bring the 7,000 people to you.
感谢你就在今天，就在这样的一个时代里面，你仍然呼召跟随你的百姓。
Amen.
In this time period, you are calling your people.
你让我们一生都来跟随你。
And we follow you all of our lives.
让我们成为一般得胜的百姓。
And that we're a group of those who have overcome.
无论羔羊往哪里去，他们都愿意跟随。
No matter where you are, that we're willing to follow.
主，我们求主你自己在今天这个时代里面仍然在这里做呼召的工作。
Lord, in our times now, may you do the work of calling us.
因为我们实在是属乎你的百姓。
Because we are those who are called your people.
我们愿意这一生忠心的来跟随你的带领。
And we're willing to follow your leading faithfully all our lives.
愿你亲自向我们的心说话。
May you yourself speak to our hearts.
听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.